This extract comes from one of the suttas that describes the Buddha's own quest for awakening, his own journey before he reached his final awakening or enlightenment. The extract I'm going to read describes something that is quite well known in the story of the life of the Buddha. It's the time before he became awakened when he took on the practice of severe asceticism, the practice of severe austerities. This kind of practice appears to have been prevalent among ascetics in ancient India, and so in line with that, the Buddha is represented as having also followed this kind of practice, and followed it but found it not to be suitable, not to lead to what he was searching for. And the passage is in the first person, so it is represented as being the Buddha's own words, his own account of his quest for awakening. "So it occurred to me that I might take very little food, just a morsel at a time, whether of mung bean soup, lentil soup, chickpea soup, or pea soup. So I took very little food, just a morsel at a time, of mung bean, lentil, chickpea, or pea soup. And when I did this, my body became extremely emaciated. My limbs became like the jointed stems of creepers or bamboo because of eating so little. My backside became like a buffalo's hoof. My backbone, bent or straight, became like corded beads. My ribs jutted and stuck out like the jutting and broken rafters of an old house. The pupils of my eyes, when glimpsed, sunk deep in their sockets, were like the glint of water seen deep down at the bottom of a deep well. My scalp became withered and shriveled, like a fresh bitter gourd that had been withered and shriveled by the wind and the sun. When I wanted to touch the skin of my belly, I felt my backbone, and when I wanted to touch my backbone, I felt the skin of my belly. In fact, the skin of my belly stuck to my backbone because of eating so little. When I wanted to urinate or defecate, I fell over right there on my face because of eating so little. I stroked my limbs with my hand in order to soothe my body, but because of eating so little, as I rubbed my limbs with my hand, the hairs whose roots had grown rotten dropped from my body. Moreover, when non-human beings saw me, they said, 'The ascetic Gotama is black.' But some non-human beings said, 'The ascetic Gotama isn't black, he's brown.' And some non-human beings said, 'The ascetic Gotama isn't black, nor is he brown. His skin is sallow.' So much had my skin lost its clear complexion because of eating so little. And it occurred to me that whoever in the past were ascetics or Brahmins who experienced feelings of sharp, violent, severe pain as a result of their practices, it was not beyond this extreme. Whoever in the future will be ascetics or Brahmins who will experience feelings of sharp, violent, severe pain as a result of their practices, it will not be beyond this extreme. Whoever in the present are ascetics or Brahmins who experience feelings of sharp, violent, severe pain as a result of their practices in the present, it is not beyond this extreme. And yet, by means of this severe, harsh practice, I had achieved no special knowledge and insight beyond the capacity of human beings and worthy of the noble ones. Might there in fact be another path to awakening? Then it occurred to me that I remembered that when I was sitting in the cool shade of a rose apple tree, while my Sakyan father was engaged in work, I had spent time having attained the joy and happiness of the first absorption, which is accompanied by thinking and examining, and is born of seclusion. Might this, in fact, be the path to awakening? Then immediately following that memory, I became aware that this was indeed the path to awakening. I asked myself why I feared this happiness, which was a happiness that had nothing to do with sense pleasures, nothing to do with unwholesome qualities. Then I decided that I would not fear this happiness, which was a happiness that had nothing to do with sense pleasures, nothing to do with unwholesome qualities.